The election year officially kicks off Tuesday with the first primaries in the nation in Texas. Here to talk about just what is hanging in the balance is NPR's political editor, Ken Rudin. Welcome to the program, Ken.
Hi, Debbie.
So remind us what's at stake in this midterm election.
Basically, it's Republican control of the House and Senate. Democrats need a net gain of 6 seats to take over the Senate, 15 seats in the House that they lost both the House and Senate in the 1994 Republican sweep. And Democrats think they're in good shape. Certainly, they have enough national issues on their side. The war in Iraq is not popular. The controversy over the Dubai ports has put the Republicans on the defensive. Plus, the Katrina mishandling, the wireless surveillance, there's a lot of issues that seem to be heading the Democrats' way.
Now, this primary in Texas is getting a lot of attention, particularly because former Majority Leader Tom DeLay is in a vulnerable position. Tell us about his race on Tuesday.
Well, all eyes are on Tom DeLay because once upon a time, and we're not talking about too long ago, but once upon a time, Tom DeLay ran the House of Representatives. He was the most powerful person, even though Dennis Hastert is a speaker. Tom DeLay, when he was Majority Leader, basically ran the show, and he ran it effectively. Republicans were more united than they are now. They passed a lot of legislation with bigger numbers than they do now. But because of an indictment, it just so happens he was indicted in Texas on a campaign laundering, money laundering scandal brought forward by Ronnie Earl, the district attorney of Travis County. A lot of Republicans also back home say that, well, the Ronnie Earl thing is just, you know, partisanship, a partisan district attorney bringing charges. But he's also been linked to Jack Abramoff, the Republican lobbyist who pled guilty in Washington, who apparently has a lot of secrets to tell, including his longtime relationship with Tom DeLay. So DeLay is in trouble. He's being challenged for the first time seriously. A guy named Tom Campbell. He's a Houston attorney, first-time candidate. He held a minor position in the first Bush administration. But Tom Campbell is running basically on the ethics scandals that are swirling around Tom DeLay.
And we can hear that in some of his campaign ads. Let's listen to one of them.
I'm Tom Campbell, and I approve this message.
Integrity.
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 He is a man of integrity.
Why do we need Tom Campbell in Congress?
Tom Campbell is a man of integrity.
Integrity and character.
We are raising our children in a challenging world, and we need leaders who will be our examples.
So is this ad by a Republican going to win those Texas Republicans over to Tom Campbell? Are they going to leave Tom DeLay behind?
Well, you know, it's interesting about this ad. You hear the word integrity, integrity, integrity. Basically, you don't hear much about Tom Campbell. What you do know about Tom Campbell is that he's not Tom DeLay. Again, Campbell doesn't have wide recognition. He certainly doesn't have the money that Tom DeLay has been blanketing the Texas, you know, 22nd district. But he is not under indictment. He is not under any kind of ethical cloud. And Campbell's trying to make the case that the only Republican who could keep this seat is Tom Campbell. Tom DeLay would be vulnerable to the Democrats in November.
I take it the Democrats are hoping that come November, Tom DeLay won't be the only one in a vulnerable position. They've got this slogan that they're out there talking about, the GOP culture of corruption. Do you think that's going to be enough?
You know, there's a lot of issues. I mean, who knows what issue will take hold. But if you look at the headlines just a few days ago, Duke Cunningham, the former congressman from California, was sentenced to 8 years in prison. You have Conrad Burns, the vulnerable senator from Montana, Republican senator, who took $150,000 from Jack Abramoff. You have Bob Ney, the former chairman of the House Administration Committee, who's also in big, big trouble because of his ties to Abramoff. It's hard to make the case that Joe Schmo in Oklahoma or Oregon is going to link Tom DeLay and Conrad Burns and Bob Ney to his Republican congressman. But if it works, it could be effective and it could bring down other Republicans as well.
Now, Democrats seem to have something else going for them, history. Tell us what this famous six-year itch is.
Right. I mean, basically, after 6 years of the party in power in the White House, the midterm election that follows, that party usually suffers devastating defeats. We saw that in 1966. After 6 years of the Democrats, the nation was involved in the Vietnam War. There was unrest in the streets, and the Democrats lost 47 seats in the House. Great year for the Republicans. Conversely, in 1974, we had, after 6 years of Richard Nixon in the White House, we were in the middle of Watergate, and the Republicans suffered an overwhelming loss. They lost over 40 seats in the House and the Senate. Democrats really cleaned up that year. So obviously, after 6 years of the party in power, there's almost an exhaustion factor that goes on with voters. Enough is enough. Now, that's not always the case. But for the most part, the party in power in the White House after 6 years will lose seats in November. And that's the expectation with the Republicans this year.
Ken Rudin is NPR's political editor. His column, Political Junkie, can be found on our website, npr.org. Thanks, Ken.
Thanks, Debbie.